In a report entitled Australia's Prison Dilemma, the Productivity Commission reveals that in the last 10 years, crime rates fell by 18%, while imprisonment rates rose by 25%. Women are the fastest growing category in the prison population. In a 10-year period to 2019, Australia's female prison population increased by 64%, with 30% of those women being Indigenous. A newly launched project in New South Wales aims to provide reading material for women in prison. Rob Osborne has more.
The Freedom Inside Project is a new initiative allowing people to buy books to donate directly to the women currently in prison in New South Wales. Freedom Inside, in which the word freedom is spelt F-R-E-A-D-O-M, as in reading, was established by author and journalist Bree Lee in direct and ongoing consultation with campaign organisation The Women's Justice Network, Glee Books and the Corrective Services Library Service. Gamilaroi and Torres Strait Islander woman Nakia Louie, writer, actor and director, spoke at the launch of the project and described some of the ways in which Indigenous women are criminalised.
When police attend a family violence situation, women can be criminalised as a result instead of being treated as a survivor of violence and being directed to support services. Women are also over-criminalised for their non-criminal behaviour like drunkenness and unpaid driving fines. We've seen that with the case of Auntie Tanya Day, who died in custody after being arrested for sleeping on a train for public drunkenness. The tragic example of the Yamaji woman, Miss Du, who was 22 years old and herself suffering from internal family violence injuries, was in police custody for unpaid fines and was not given the medical attention she needed and died in custody as a result. Or Joyce Clark, a mother in distress whose death has just been dismissed as not needing any justice at all.
Nakia also spoke movingly about her grandmother, the first person in her family to learn to read.
Now, my Nana Joan, she was funny, she was kind, she was vivacious, she was intelligent, she was bold, brave, curious, joyful, warm, angry, empathetic, unapologetic and compassionate. And more than anything, she was just so curious about the world. And she used to tell me to always be lucky that I could read. My Nan did change the world. She changed it for me. She taught me a love of reading. She taught me to be curious about the world.
Ali is an ex-prisoner who now works with the Women's Justice Network. Here she is describing the way in which reading and access to books became an important part of her life in jail.
After about 3 weeks or so, I got a cell to myself for the first time that I didn't have to share with anyone. And while I was in that cell, I picked up a book for the first time that wasn't the Bible. This book that I picked up was a poem called The Ballad of Reading Jail by Oscar Wilde, and it was life-changing for me. This was one of those moments, it was like pivotal, you know, the words kind of like, it was almost like I was meant to pick that book up at that point. It was like he was speaking just to me through time.
Women who end up in prison are often victims of domestic violence, and drug and alcohol abuse has been a feature of their life stories. Here's Ali again.
I wanted to, I guess, give you an insight into the headspace of where I was at and where I think a lot of women are at when they reach custody. You know, you don't feel much of yourself. The world has consistently pretty much told you that you're not worth anything from the day you're born. And then, you know, in the case of Indigenous women, I guess, having that reinforced by society constantly over and over. I'm speaking as a non-Indigenous woman, but I definitely saw that. Seeing all these women who don't think much of themselves just constantly fed that rhetoric over and over, it just kind of made me realise that this is really wrong, and it inspired me to do something about it when I got out. I'm really passionate about this program and this project because I now work for Women's Justice Network. I run a youth program. I go into the juvenile justice centres. I've been doing it for a couple of years now, and I work with the girls in there and I do art with them. And I'm really passionate about providing women and girls in custody with access to resources like book, like art, like creativity, stimulus, because it can be life-changing.
Ali, an ex-prisoner who works with the Women's Justice Network, ending that report from Rob Osborne. And there's more information about this project at gleebooks.com.au.